We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
We are back at quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Dustin Hockensmith here, back in the Labatt Blue studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. As always, we've saved our best for last. Jeff Brown.
Oh, brother.
On the line right now. I like to lay it on pretty thick on you there, Jeff. Talking some Penn State basketball.
Let me roll my pant legs up here a second before we go on, Dustin.
It's getting deep in here, isn't it?
Thank you.
Penn State hoops, man. I mean, this is a team that's, you know, it's not like we had written them off, but some people had written them off for a while. But it's their season to date, and we'll get on get to the road win over Michigan in just a moment. But their season to date pretty much encompasses what the year in college basketball as a whole is like, and what the year is like in the Big Ten. Like this year is nuts, Jeff. Like I don't know is there a deeper explanation other than just saying, hey, there's more parity than ever.
It's nuts. I agree with you. Did you watch the game yesterday, the Maryland Indiana game?
No, I was just checking out. I was just checking out the box score. I didn't get
that. That was a microcosm of the entire Big Ten season. Yeah. It was just, you got these two teams and they're slugging it out, and they're both have pretty good records. In fact, similar records to Penn State. And it all comes down this year to where you're playing. If you're playing on your home court, chances are you're going to win. If you're on the road, you got to work a whole lot harder.
Well, I was looking a little bit at Indiana because we're going to talk, you know, Penn State, Indiana coming up. They play on Wednesday night. And I'm looking at Indiana's schedule. And this is just, you can look at Penn State's schedule or any team in the Big Ten. You're looking at Penn State, at Ohio State, Purdue at home, Iowa at home, at Michigan, at Minnesota, Penn State at home, at Purdue, at Illinois. Any schedule you pull up in the Big Ten, you cannot look at any one game as a gimme.
There are no breathers at all. And the other thing is, I think the Big Ten has somewhat surpassed some of the other conferences. You know, North Carolina is not the North Carolina of old. Now, Kansas is still good, but they're beatable. I mean, everybody, you can throw a big blanket over probably, I don't know, 20, 25, 30 teams, and they could win it all.
Yeah, it's that kind of year. And, you know, you want to really get nuts, too. Look at the Big Ten standings and look at records overall, records in conference, home versus away. There's all kinds of ways to slice and dice just how brutal this year has been. So all of which is to circle back and say, yeah, Penn State struggled, but guess what? Every team in America has had that kind of struggle. For, you know, you have one week where, I don't know, you're not fully healthy, or you got a guy or two who's sick, or you go cold from the floor. Like that's enough to lose three games in a row. And that's where Penn State was. And it looks like they've busted out of that, beating Ohio State, and then most recently going on the road to beat Michigan. These are two teams that have had their share of struggles too, and Penn State is part of that. But to go on the road and beat a good Michigan team, 72-63, the other night, it is a big deal. How big of a deal is it in terms of both their tournament resume, their season resume, and then maybe confidence too to notch a road win, a Big Ten road win? You got to work for it.
You know, I thought an equally big win though was Ohio State, because you go there and just get the snot beaten out of you. And that was the start of everybody going, same old Penn State. Yeah. And then you get them here at the Jordan Center and you give them a spanking. That's great. Then you go to Michigan. They really weren't in danger of losing that game for most of the game. I mean, they pretty much dominated the Wolverines on their floor. And then you got Indiana coming in here. This is a really good Penn State basketball team. And if you pass up a chance to go to the Jordan Center and see some great college basketball, well, shame on you, because not only is Penn State playing well, but everybody that comes into this building is a legitimate NCAA tournament team. And so you're going to see some phenomenal college basketball. That's what's been so much fun about this season, is just the quality of play is outstanding.
Well, and let's pull that up quick. So Indiana on Wednesday night, this is a team that's 15-5, not that long ago, less than a week, beat Michigan State at home.
Uh-huh.
They just lost to Maryland at home by a point, beat Ohio State at home a couple weeks ago. It's a good team. Minnesota, who beat Penn State previously on February 8th at home. That's maybe a little bit of a revenge game. Northwestern, Illinois, one of the hotter teams in the league, is coming to Bryce Jordan Center. Another revenge opportunity against Rutgers later in the year. Michigan State is coming to town. You can really just put all the names of the Big Ten teams in a hat, pick one out, and that's a good game to come to.
Exactly. And I just read an article, I'm going to never remember his name, but anyway, National Guy said, hey, the Lions go 500 the rest of the season, they're in the tournament. Yeah, it's just that simple. If they go 500 the rest of the way, they're in the NCAA tournament, which, you know, as of how many years ago we've been going, oh, God, we'll give anything to be in the tournament. And all they got to do is play 500 now.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think Jerry Palm from CBS Sports told Dave Jones that.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, I mean, I don't think that's too much to ask, right? That's not a whole lot.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
That's easily attainable, especially with this team and the way that Pat Chambers and the staff have them humming along. And, you know, again, you get back to that depth. Ah, we can't say enough about the depth coming off the bench. They've never had it before, you know, with this kind of consistency and this kind of talent. And look what it can do when you've got two, three guys, maybe even four guys who you can bring off the bench and really not miss too many beats with, you're going to win a lot of basketball games that way.
And that, I think, is one of the big differences. And to use Michigan as a good example of that, you know, you get another guy who steps up and is making shots.
Right.
It's Curtis Jones this time, you know, and I think there have been easily, and to look at Penn State's bench and then their starting lineup, there's been seven or eight guys who have been sort of in that hero position or have gotten hot when Penn State needed them to get hot. So Curtis Jones in this one, 7 out of 9 from the floor, 3 out of 4 from 3-point range, 18 points. But you're right. It seems to be a different guy a lot of nights.
They're playing exciting basketball. And the other cool thing for me that I always look ahead, Dusty, to say, there's a bunch of recruits out there who are looking at Penn State and saying, man, they're playing an exciting brand of basketball. This might not be a bad place to go and play basketball when I get to college.
Right. And I think that's always something you're looking for is for Penn State to be an it school. And mm-hmm. that's one of the big complaints is that Penn State's a football school and they're in the middle of nowhere and city kids don't want to go there and all that. But guess what? If you're winning, if you're playing on national TV, if you're playing in NCAA tournaments, if you're beating top 10 teams, that stuff kind of, it's not like it doesn't matter, but you can really minimize it.
Oh, especially in college basketball. I mean, you go to tournament time and start looking at the, you know, some of the teams, Southwest and North Dakota State, you know, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Who wants to go there for crying out loud? But, you know, they've got a great team. So, yeah, it doesn't really matter as long as you're winning and they're finally winning and they're winning by playing exciting basketball. And that's good for the team and the recruiting and the fans and everybody.
Let me ask you this, because one of my favorite documentaries of all time is a film. It's a film called Blue Chips, which I think is based
mm-hmm.
off a true
oh, I love
story.
It.
It's based off a true story, I think. Right now, mm-hmm. Neon Bordeaux, but they have recruits come into the arena, and they have the voice of the arena announcing. Has that ever happened to you? Have you ever been requested to do that?
No.
Okay, just curious.
Never been.
Just curious, because you would sell me. I'd go there.
Absolutely. I got to tell you, when I watch the away games, though, you know, I got to tell you, half of me is watching the game. The other half is going, what can I steal here from this guy?
Oh, yeah.
Doing the announcing. So, yeah, I listen a lot, but I don't think very many other people do.
Well, I mean, everybody listens to you, though. Talking to Jeff Brown from about Penn State basketball here on the Keystone Kickoff Show. This segment brought to you by our friends at DraftKings Sportsbook. Big game is coming. Are you ready? You can start by downloading America's top-rated sportsbook app. Check out all the prop bets, all the different wagers they have, football squares as well. Just to name some of the props, we've been talking about them all show long. Total points in the Super Bowl, the Doink Special, which I love the name of that. Is a kick going to hit the uprights or the crossbar? What would you say to that, Jeff?
I love that. I love ever That's since a cool Chris bet, Berman right? came up with the doink. It was one of my favorite terms.
The doink special. Is a big man going to score a touchdown? That's another fun component too. So you don't even have to be a football expert to try to get in on the game here at DraftKings Sportsbook. Download the app now. Use code KSN for a limited time. All new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code KSN and get your sign-up bonus up to $1,000 only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. To get back to Penn State hoops, I'm curious your thoughts. Game number two of the new look lineup. Any thoughts or changes in your assessment of that group now with John Hare and Seth Lundy in the starting five?
No, I love it, especially Lundy. He has seemed to come into his own since he started, and he's been playing lights out. John Hare, I love that. John Hare is one of those lunch pail guys. We talked about Tim Foley before and all that other stuff. I love watching him play. He's not your prototypical starter, but he gives them what they need, and that's all that matters. He may not be a superstar, but he gives you what you need, and they're playing well. I mess with success.
It's interesting because Penn State is in a position where, you know, maybe for the first time in a while, you can say, you know what? We don't need points from that spot.
Right.
We're okay. We got scores. We don't need points. You bring your lunch pail, as you said, clean up the glass, be a presence, and we'll take care of the offensive end of the floor.
And how cool is it that when he needs a blow, you bring in somebody like Mike Watkins, for crying out loud?
Yeah, he's one of the most crazy talented big men to come off the bench in the country, right?
Exactly. So it's a heck of a position to be in.
And if you can find a way to get more out of Mike Watkins, that's a win-win. About 30 seconds here. What do you expect in Penn State, Indiana, Wednesday night? And just as importantly, what are you expecting from that crowd?
Oh, man, I cannot wait. I've been waiting all weekend. I can't wait until they get here with the red and white striped pants and all that other stuff. It's Indiana. I don't give a crap what kind of team they have. It's Indiana. And anytime you beat Indiana, it's a big thing. I look for the Lions to beat them by at least 8 points, if not more. I think they're going to dominate in a lot of different areas, even though they seem to be fairly evenly matched. So it's going to be a big time, and it's going to be nice weather, and the Jordan Center is going to be packed again, which, you know, how many times have we said that? So it's going to be a night to be here, absolutely.
Penn State, Indiana. Penn State 14-5. Indiana 15-5. Got a couple of big road games coming up after that. Got to take care of business at home in the Big Ten. That's Jeff.
Absolutely.
Talking Penn State hoops with us here on the Keystone Kickoff Show. That's it for this edition of the show. Check us out at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com to hear more. And download the Keystone Sports app. We will see you next time.
Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. For a limited time, all new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code KSN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross-check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.